Our second feature concerns Stacia Briggs and Scofia Connor, who have a series of evening news features on Weird Norfolk. This week, they record Norwich's Cunning Witchcraft Women. Here is Charlie Holler with their account.
There are secrets hidden in every corner of Norfolk, even in the least expected places. What today forms part of a modern shopping mall was once the place where city people went to have curses removed and good luck restored. Until 1956, when it was renamed Malthouse Road and was filled with the sweet scent of chocolate, St. Baker's Backstreet was where the wise women of the city lived and practiced their art, using spells and charms to combat malevolent witchcraft, to find criminals, missing people, or stolen property, to tell fortunes, or to offer love potions. Known as either cunning women or men, wizards, wise men or women, or conjurers, those who offered help to others would do so in a variety of ways, including offering witch bottles, which would contain items such as urine, metal nails, nail clippings, and hair, which it was believed in unison would cause harm to evil witches. Animal hearts were pierced with pins, dolls were made of rags and pierced to break bewitchments, rituals were carried out and the needy were cured with the laying on of hands. Wise men and women were visited by the poor who were unable to afford the fees of doctors or apothecaries. They were an affordable way to repel evil in a time when it was believed that the only cure for witchcraft was to deploy similar tactics. Herbs and plants would be used in tinctures and potions, and magic was employed, albeit Christian in nature, and calling on the power of the Holy Trinity to heal and soothe, and it was all happening far later than you might imagine. In response to a previously published article, the Eastern Daily Press received a letter from a Mr. G. Edward Deacon of Brundle, which it published on June 2, 1943. Although the case you mentioned seems to have been the last in Norwich to come before the magistrates, it was by no means the last to occur in and around Norwich, he wrote. Between 1890 and 1900, I met with several instances. If a pig, horse, dog, or other animal died, the owner would sometimes think it was because a neighbour had bewitched him and caused the death. The bewitched person would then go to one of the wise women of St. Stephen's Backstreet, Norwich, to have the curse removed. The wise woman would first ask to have her hand crossed with a piece of silver. After explaining his case, the bewitched person was given an amulet to wear around his neck, next the skin, and was directed to light a candle and put it in a dark cupboard. At chime hours, he must open the cupboard, repeat an incantation, the words of which I've now forgotten, and then stick a pin in the candle. This was to be repeated at chime hours until the candle was burnt out. The curse was then supposed to be removed. The amulet consisted of the Lord's Prayer written on a scrap of paper and sewn up in a piece of rag. Wise women were also known to offer abortions to those desperate enough to try anything, not to have another hungry mouth to feed or bring shame on their family. The abortion would generally be brought on by ingesting a poisonous potion, which could also cause potentially fatal harm to the mother. The Norwich cunning woman Sarah Whisker was transported to Australia for life in 1846 after she gave an irritant, white hellebore, to a pregnant servant who later fell badly ill. Tried at the Norwich Lent Assizes 1858 for administering powdered white hellebore for the purpose of procuring abortion, Whisker had a witness stand up in court on her behalf to offer evidence that she was a kind-hearted woman. In the New York Journal of Medicine in April 1846, a report explained that Whisker had been visited by Francis Bailey, a servant, who wished to have her fortune told and admitted that she was 7 months pregnant. The prisoner told her to come in the evening and she would give her something that would do her good and not prevent her going on with her work. She accordingly went, and the prisoner gave her a liquid and a powder with instructions how to take them. They were taken accordingly, and the result was that she became very ill and sick, said the report. She left her place and went to Yarmouth, and in a day or two she became so unwell that she was obliged to have medical advice. Whisker's pharmacist, Mr. Cook, gave it evidence that he had frequently sold hellebore to her while her servants said she had regularly seen young people at her mistress's house and been sent to Mr. Cook's to buy drugs, which included dragon's blood, turpentine, and hiera picra, cathartic powder made of aloes and canela bark. Another notable case of a cunning person performing cursing and malevolent witchcraft comes from 19th century Norfolk, where a wise woman who went by the pseudonym of Virtue used to demand gifts from her neighbours, threatening them with cursing if they refused.